Now, a big story brewing in racing today. Patrick Bartley is the chief racing writer of The Age, and you read his stories, of course, in the Sydney Morning Herald. But Peter Moody, Danny O'Brien, Mark Cavanagh. Well, they've got horses, all of them, that are being investigated for elevated levels of cobalt. And this is a big story, and I'm pleased to say that Patrick joins us. G'day, Pat.
Welcome. How are you?
Very well. Big story, and potentially a big story. Now, all of these men have protested their innocence, and they are innocent until proven guilty, and certainly Racing Victoria is also subscribing to that theory. But potentially this is a very big story that these horses have tested positive to cobalt chloride.
Yeah, it's a massive story. It's incredible, really, that it's the biggest story I've known of, really, in racing as far as drug use is concerned. These are three big names. One of them is the man who gave us Black Caviar's succession of winning. Another one's the Melbourne Cup winner and a Caulfield Cup winner. And they're high in the top 10 trainers in the state. And they're really in shock over it. Racing Victoria have said they're going to take hard line from last year on cobalt. And boy, have they what.
Okay, so cobalt, it can be found naturally in a horse's system through supplements and things like that, but it's like EPO in an athlete. It's like what the cyclist would take in the Tour de France, to use that analogy, and there is a certain threshold. And if these horses are found to have above that threshold, then there is an issue.
That's right. The threshold was created actually in New South Wales by the harness racing up there, who's prosecuted 8 trainers for cobalt. And he was one of the early ones to pick up on the thread from the states that there was this illicit drug going around, and which is a neighbour of EPO, and he clamped down on it. Then Victoria got onto it and put on this 200 mega blood. I didn't do biology, but that was the scope. That was as far as the threshold went. But I think one of them I know was up to 400, so it was well over. Now, of course, we've got to be very careful here. There are no charges yet. There are positive returns of irregularities. The tests have gone to Western Australia and to Hong Kong. They're specific laboratories for cobalt. Now, tests were carried out yesterday at Peter Moody's and this morning at early this morning at Mark Cavanagh's, and then later in the morning at Denny O'Brien's. Now, everything is tested, then feeds and whatever, to see that they may be mitigating circumstances that the drug found their way into the system. So we've just got to be careful on that. After those analysis are completed, briefs to be prepared, and I'd imagine charges then. But on the other side of it, unfortunately, it's a shocking look for racing. It's got to dent the brand with such high profile. Now, my story went like a grass fire in London. They were straight onto it because they knew, of course, that Peter Moody is the man who took Black Caviar to Ascot. Look, it's a bad look. But I think it's a look that we've got to remember. We've got to do the right thing and keep a level playing field where we can.
Sure. Peter Moody's horse, Ladari, was second in Turnbull Stakes. So
that's right.
We're talking about a Group 1 race, and some of the other horses for the other trainers, Kavanagh and O'Brien, were horses well known. I think Danny O'Brien's Bendiga was one of those. The Caravan Rolls On,
yeah.
So we're talking about top quality horses here.
That's right.
Playing devil's advocate. Go on.
The really early warnings were the stewards are petrified that once the spring comes upon us, prize money is trebled, and it is the most important time of the year for everyone involved in racing. Prize money, notoriety, and it's going worldwide now. Now, this is where the temptation factor comes into it. Can I cross the line? Can I do it and hold my breath and see if I get away with it? That's it. You don't hear of it in June or July or August, but you hear of it when there's so much at stake.
Now,
I see Danny O'Brien's runner-up in the Derby. That is found to be the foundation to that charge. It will lose the position in the Derby. Now, it might be a colt. It was a breeding asset, you know, so there's so much fallout. And, of course, the other aspect is that if these three trainers do go, they probably oversee 900 horses. Which is many strappers, track riders, feed merchants, float drivers. They're all out of a job.
And potentially 3 years of suspension.
3 years is you wouldn't get over 3 years. What I'm saying is I don't think you could wait 3 years and come back again. And it is a minimum 3 years if they're found guilty of administering an illegal substance. So this is a very, very, very stern rule.
These trainers aside, Patrick, in general terms, the testing and the detection of drugs, I think, is becoming more prevalent. More money is being put into trying to detect wrongdoing in humans, let alone equines.
That's true, and we've got to strive for that. I'll make a very interesting point. An administrator, a very forward-thinking administrator, said to me 6 or 7 years ago, do you know if we really wanted to go flat out on testing, there'd be no money left? That's how far you could go. And that's where the Olympic budgets are so huge that you're trying to stay within cooey of the teeth. My argument is in the Age Tomorrow, the people that are supplying this EPO, which, by the way, is a black market product that can only be bought through doctors on prescription, who's making the money out of them? Who's giving them to the trainers? That's where we should be looking. If we look at our drug squads throughout Australia, they never go for the user, they go for the pusher. And I think that's what we've got to sort of nail down across Australia.
Well, this is a big story we look forward to reading in the Age, and of course up here in Sydney, in the Sydney Morning Herald. And these are, we should repeat, Patrick, the biggest names, and no one is guilty of anything as yet. We'll make that point again.
Make it perfectly clear, yeah.
But these are three of the biggest names in training horses in Australia, let alone Victoria.
Staggering.
Thanks, Patrick.
See you soon. Bye.
Patrick Bartley there, racing writer of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, and there's a lot at stake. It'll be interesting to see how the officials do handle this.